Where are we in the workshop? In the standard format, we have spent approximately 1.5 to 2.5 hours of actual workshop time and may just be coming back from a short break or a longer meal break. If our group has just eaten, we may notice that as the blood sugar level rises, the energy level dips. We may need to lead a favorite high-energy group activity to pick up the mood. By this time, everyone should be feeling comfortable. From now on, the group emphasis will shift even more noticeably from what is wrong with Christmas to its rich potential. If you're using the four-session alternative, this is the beginning of our third session. Hand out copies of the participant's manual to newcomers and show them which exercises to complete later at home. Ask for any new insights from people who were at earlier sessions. This next exercise gives us an opportunity to create a fantasy Christmas holiday. For a while, we get to wipe the slate clean and start all over again, disregarding all traditions, obligations, and past compromises. We have permission to imagine any kind of celebration we wish. We can keep the bulk of our current traditions or eliminate them all as the Spirit moves us. Before we begin, let's get physically comfortable. We close our eyes and spend a few moments breathing deeply and slowly. We may want to turn off overhead lights, especially fluorescent ones. We can put on soft music if we wish. We may interject a relaxation exercise here. If ours is a Christian group, we could lead a prayer to help the group imagine a truly Christian celebration. When relaxed, imagine a perfect Christmas holiday. We have many choices. We can confine our fantasy to the 24th and 25th of December, or include the whole holiday season. We can magically include our favorite friends and relatives, even people who are no longer living, and make them behave any way we wish. We can fantasize any kind of physical setting, from a cabin in the mountains to a palace on the Mediterranean. This will be Christmas the way we've always wanted it to be. There is only one requirement. Our vision must be deeply satisfying to us and fill us with peace and joy. Once we have settled on a particular fantasy, we should enrich it with details. Imagine the physical setting in great detail and imagine how everyone is behaving and feeling. What kind of food is there? How was it made? Is there any music? Decorations? After people have had time to flesh out fantasies, 10 minutes is usually ample. Write the Christmas dream down on the blank piece of paper provided in the workbook, whether one or two notes or a novel. To keep on track, note periodically the time we have left. The two previous exercises have used our analytical skills. This fantasy exercise stimulates our imagination and brings to mind needs and desires that are usually hidden below our level of consciousness. Once we are in touch with our subconscious needs and desires, we may have a quite different attitude about the holiday. Remember the one requirement. Our vision must be deeply satisfying to us and fill us with peace and joy. Pause the CD, start it again when all are ready.